A new outlook in religious debates. The fourth method of approach which Hazrat Mirza Sahib employed for a demonstration of the superiority of Islam consisted of a new conception of religious controversies. This conception also proved irresistible and unanswerable. And again, the conception was defined under divine guidance. Its formulation changed all current conceptions and methods of religious debates. Hazrat Mirza Sahib proposed rational and equitable criteria for the assessment of religious claims. The enemies of Islam could find no fault with them, nor, if they accepted them, could they hold their own against Islam. If they rejected the criteria, they were defeated. If they accepted them, they were likewise defeated. The enemies of Islam had no choice in the conflict and no escape from it. What was this new conception of religious debate? Before the time of Hazrat Mirza Sahib, religious debates were of unlimited scope. One side in a debate could raise any objections it liked against the other side. At the same time, it could make any claim it liked on its own behalf. With such unlimited scope, there was no end to religious debating and no end to the bitterness it produced, and all this without any benefit to the human quest for truth. If a race is to have a result, it must be run according to some rules. Without rules, we cannot spot the winner. For instance, if no direction is appointed for the participants, we can never name the winner. So it was with religious disputants. Even they must have a direction set for them. Before Hazrat Mirza Sahib's time, a religious disputant could attribute any conception he liked to his books. That conception could have been borrowed from some other book or from some other teaching. But a religious exponent could say it belonged to his religion, his book. The ensuing debate was not about any existing religious conception, but about imaginary conceptions, at the most conceptions entertained by individual disputants, not by the religions they disputed about. Seekers after truth derived no help from such debates. After the fullest discussion, they stood just where they did before. Hazrat Mirza Sahib showed the futility of this sort of debating. He laid down the principle that if a divine book is divine and meant for the guidance of mankind, it must speak for itself. It must lay down its teaching in its own clear words. It must also lay down the arguments which it wishes to urge for its teaching. If a divine book fails to state its teaching and its arguments clearly, that divine book is of little use to anyone. If the teaching and the arguments for the teaching are to be formulated by the votaries, what use is the divine book? Can the religion which such a book teaches be divine? No, it must be a man-made religion. For it, we owe nothing to God. Instead, God owes something to us because we formulate both the teaching and the arguments for him. Hazrat Mirza Sahib taught that for the successful conclusion of religious debates and discussions, it was necessary that votaries of revealed books should not attribute any teaching to those books unless they could cite the teaching from the books, and unless they could also cite from them the arguments for that teaching. The criterion of the merit of religious arguments proved a mighty one. The advocates of other religions could not object to it, for objecting to it would have meant that the teachings attributed to particular religious books did not exist in those books. If they did exist, they should be found and quoted. Further, if any teachings could be quoted, It should be possible also to quote from the books themselves the arguments on which the teachings were based. Certainly, it was not too much to ask this. The human mind fashioned by God is rational, and it refused to accept a proposition not based on rational grounds. It is impossible that God should invite men to accept propositions without citing any reasons in support of them. Advocates of religious books, therefore, could not take exception to this criterion. It would have been an admission of weakness. But neither did they find it easy to accept the criterion. Many people will be surprised to learn that when the claims of other religions were examined in the light of this criterion, it was found that 9 out of 10 claims made on their behalf were not supported by the revealed books to which they were attributed. When teaching attributed to the books could be quoted from the books, it was seldom or never supported by arguments provided by the books themselves, as if God was able to put forward large propositions but had to depend upon others for the arguments. Hazrat Mirza Sahib in this way demonstrated that advocates of different religions invented high-sounding principles or borrowed beautiful thoughts from others and attributed them to their respective religions. They then confronted the advocates of rival religions with these inventions. Futile debates ensued. If such propositions could be proved superior and strong, they would prove only their own superiority and strength, or the superiority and strength of the minds of their authors. It would not prove the superiority of their religions if the propositions which had been proved superior and strong were not to be found in the religious books to which they were attributed. Against all this, Hazrat Mirza Sahib showed that all the teachings and claims which Islam put forward could be quoted from its book, the Holy Quran. The arguments for those teachings can also be quoted from the book. Hazrat Mirza Sahib illustrated this in many different ways and on many different occasions. The enemies of Islam were defeated. They found it impossible to meet the challenge or to escape its fatal results. The challenge is and will remain unanswered. It invites religious disputants to a criterion which it is impossible not to accept and which, if accepted, makes impossible the dissemination of false claims or the application of false standards in religious debates. The more Muslims insist on this criterion, the more the advocates of false religions will withdraw from the field. The weakness of their position will become more and more clear to their followers, and the triumph of Islam over other religions will become more and more evident.